Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the live edition of Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast. I am Tom Hunyadi, and as always, I'm joined by my partner in crime, Andy Nichols. Andy, what's going on, my friend?
It's just another day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All's well in your world.
Yeah, every day is crazier than the next. Just happy that I'm here and healthy and that all my loved ones are the same. That's all I can ask for in these crazy times.
Right. Great, great. Well, I'm still buzzing about these two songs that we talked about last night. I'm really still just over the moon with them. I'm still very happy with them. I'm sure my thoughts will change as the plays roll on and we hear them with the other songs on the McCartney 3 album. So I'm still really
A little controversy
excited about.
with those two tracks today, though, in Beatle World.
Yeah, a little controversy. So, I guess we can start with that. So
Hi,
apparently,
Bill. Oh, sorry. Hi, Bill, and hi,
Bill,
Macafilm.
hey, what's going on, guys? Glad you're here. So apparently, Mr. Gardner was not supposed to play those tracks on his Breakfast with the Beatles program. However, we did nothing wrong. We just,
We would listen
reviewed
to the
what,
show.
yeah, we listened. We reviewed what we heard. So, if he gets in trouble, that's on him. He shouldn't have done that if he wasn't supposed to,
Oh well,
So,
and the album is, if you've read Hoffman, it's leaked out. People have it.
People have
We
it.
don't have it. We
Yeah,
don't
we don't
have it.
have it. And I think that the leak, those two songs being, I guess, officially leaked. I mean, it's only causing more interest for the album. A lot of people are even more excited for the album now. So, if that helps it to get to the number one spot, then great. I
Yeah.
guess that leak was a good thing then.
Yep.
So,
And
also, but
yeah,
go
go
ahead.
ahead. No, go ahead.
No, but also in another news, the Japanese market, they announced a CD version as well. And Andy, so this is with the four bonus tracks, right?
Right. So another day and another edition of
Another.
McCartney 3. We could be here the same time next year, pun
Right.
intended, and there'll be another version that comes out again. Yeah, the Japanese version that David, your cousin, clued us
Yeah.
on to today
Right.
was available from CD Japan, also Amazon Japan, which includes all four demo tracks that are available individually on
Right.
the other aforementioned
Right. So,
edition.
but we're not 100% sure about that because no track listing has been given.
Well, we're not. It just says
Four bonus
with
tracks.
four bonus tracks. So we don't know if that's the demos or actual other bonus tracks. James
Gotcha.
Boyce says, hi. Hi, James. Thanks for popping on.
Hey, James, thanks for being here. So yeah, I mean, if now those four tracks are the same that are on these four secret demo CDs that are being offered on paulmccartney.com, then I guess it's a good deal, especially for those that don't want to get each individual one. I'm in it on two already, so I'm going to get the other four because like I told you earlier, I want to get all four colored dice. So I'm already in this. I'm already
Play a lot
11.
of good Monopoly games,
Yeah,
all those dice you're
exactly.
getting there,
Right.
Hunyadi. Come
I mean,
on.
I'm already 11 copies deep on this, so what's another two? But
No.
anyways, yeah. But and then well, there's a new interview that
Yeah,
popped up as
another
well today.
today news, a new interview on a podcast called Smartless, which is hosted by Jason Bateman, featuring Sean Hayes and Will Arnett. New about an hour interview with McCartney talking about the album and the going into it and the same old 30 questions he always gets asked by every other person except me and Tom. But he sounds in good spirits, and when he's talking about the album and the creation of the album, it's good. I've listened to about half of it. So that just dropped as well on Paul's social media pages today. Check that one out if you haven't heard that. Smartless on podcasts. Macafilm said, yes, you Discover released an orange vinyl yesterday. Yeah,
Yes, yeah, we talked about that
we were
yesterday.
live last night, Maca. So, and
Yeah.
we were talking about our reviewing the tracks that had went on the air on Breakfast with the Beatles. So we were that had dropped yesterday, and a couple people ordered that as well. Tom did, I have not. So
Yeah.
based
So,
on that, you Discover history, it's,
right. Yeah. So when you guys see in the headline, what we're doing this week is part two of our Rank the Track series. And this week it is RAM. Before we get to that, I just want to, and it's kind of RAM related today. I did get my copy of the Japanese Another Day, Old Woman, Old Why. So I'm looking forward to playing that, see how it sounds. And just another, 45 to the collection. I'm sure you have a couple copies of that as well, Andy, already.
Not the Japanese one. You got me okay on that one, partner. You like collecting all those different picture sleeves.
From all over the world. That's pretty cool.
So that's a nice passion.
Yeah, the only sucks is the wait time these days, especially if you're getting them from like Australia and UK.
Must take weeks.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's weeks for sure.
Yeah. 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 For those who don't know, we're going to every week, right, Tom and I are going to go through and rank the tracks on every Ken and McCartney album. Not live, correct, not experimental, not
covers.
The studio albums. And we did McCartney last week. And tonight we're going to do Ram from May of 1971.
Which was no easy task.
It was not easy. No, it wasn't easy. Well, next week's album will be really easy.
Yeah, next week will be easy for sure.
Even next week we could do Wildlife and Road Rear Speedway if you want to bundle it up.
Maybe, but there's more songs on Red Rose Speedway. I mean, next week if we just do Wildlife, that'll be
we'll do Wildlife and we'll do the 1972 singles or something. Play with it.
I'm glad you brought that up, because what I was thinking of, we'll do the albums from the 70s, and then before we go into the 80s, what we can do is we can count down least to favorite of all the non-album singles. So you got Another Day, you got Give Ireland Back to the Irish.
You mean non-album tracks?
Yeah, exactly. Non-album tracks that were singles. No, just the 70s.
Oh, all right. So just the 70s.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So you got like 7-8 songs that we could go.
Susan popped on. Hey, that's a great song. Who sings that song, Susan? Oh, well, she might know.
I know Suzanne by Leonard Cohen, but I don't know.
No, Susan. Oh, it's escaping me. She might know it. Okay. When I heard that, that's the thought of that song, Susan. The monkeys. Or the Guess Who? One of them. They sing a great song called Susan. But hi, Sue. Thanks for popping on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we can do that. The singles thing.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that later. That's weeks down the line. But anyways, since you started last week, this week I'll start away. Start away. Good job there, buddy. Anyways,
I'm overtired.
Yeah, great. And you know what?
The Buckinghams. I knew it.
Very good. Susan chimed in.
Yeah, I knew it. That was it.
Excellent.
Thank you.
See, and it's funny when there's a name song and it's your name, you'll always know it. You know who it's by. You know.
No, I should. That was I should have known that one. But go ahead, kick us off with your least favorite song.
My least favorite
RAM
track, and we aren't going to include RAM on, even though it's like a minute track. But I think it's cool because you got that little snippet of Big Barn Bed in there. You know.
Okay. So kicking it off at number 12 for you.
Number 12 for me. For some reason, the song just does not fit on this album at all. It production wise, sound wise, and that's Eat at Home. For some reason, this track just does not sound like the rest of the songs.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm going big right away. Eat at Home for me.
We were very alike last week with McCartney. I think this week we're going to be like kind of, we'll have some similar choices, but I think that we're going to be very different. Okay. You don't think that it fits in well?
Production wise, it just doesn't sound like the rest of the tracks. It just sounds like this Eat at Home on the album just sounds like it was recorded in a different, studio, or it was recorded in a different time. It just doesn't have, it just doesn't flow production wise for me on this album. So
James Joyce chimed in. He said Long Haired Lady is his least favorite.
Okay, well, that's coming up too.
Yeah, Bill Leary says Eat at Home sounds like Buddy Holly. I was gonna talk about that very. That's McAdoo and Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly,
which is what I.
Yeah, good point.
Very good point. My number 12, and you might be surprised for this, is almost the namesake for this talk show. My least favorite song on the album is Three Legs.
That's funny. Yeah.
I just don't like it. I think it's I think it's sequenced too early in the album. If it would, the album starts off strong, too many people.
Right.
And it goes into that. And it just feels like it just goes on a little bit too long. Plus the dig at John thing on it. My dog's got three legs. Do we know
that's a dig on Paul though? I mean,
on John,
John took just about every song on here as a dig.
Yeah, he did. I always think it is. But he's never been confirmed, but right. Yeah, three legs. I mean, it's a good song, in the context of the album, this was going to be a hard one to rank. Least favorite.
Oh, it is exactly.
Yeah. The album is tremendous. The 12 tracks. Yeah, that's number 12 for me. Right.
Gotcha. No, that's
11
fine.
For Thomas.
Number 11 is the short one, Ramon. You know, it's just like the kind of Ramon reprise, but I think it's really cool that he just tacks on the song that no one's ever heard before. You know, it's just like a little snippet like he did with glasses when he just popped on Suicide there for a couple seconds. So it was really cool to get those few seconds of Big Barn Bed on that. So but otherwise it's just a throwaway. You know, sometimes he likes to do these little reprises of the songs.
Yes.
Band on the Run on the end of 1985, we're finding out that, Winter Bird is, a reprise from McCartney 3.
Yeah,
now,
something he's done his whole career for
right,
sure.
Right. So that's my number 11. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, this album, a lot of those key Red Rose Speedway tracks have their birth in this era, Big Barn Bed, Little Lamb Dragonfly, Get on the Right Thing. Those are all songs that were done during the Ram era.
Exactly. So. Yeah, exactly.
So that little coda of it, which is cool, hearing the Big Barn Bed thing. So my number 11 is the aforementioned Ram On reprise. Yeah.
Okay. That might be the only place where we're similar.
Maybe. We got a couple comments here. John thought every song was on that record about him. Absolutely, Bill.
Yeah.
So Susan said, everyone actually calls me Sue, but definitely not in Runaround Sue. As she likes Smile Away, Monkberry, Backseat, and just about everything.
This album from top to bottom is his strongest album.
Bad people at the time didn't think that.
Yeah.
Assholes that they were.
Yeah. So, okay. So moving on, my next song, I guess this is number 10, is Smile Away. I had to go somewhere. Unfortunately, I just like the other nine tracks better than this one. I mean, it's just his middle of the road rocker. I think the lyrics are fine. They're a little silly.
Yeah.
They don't really go anywhere. So that's, why I chose it at number 10.
Okie dokie. Number 10 for me is Ramon proper.
Really?
I took those Ramons and I just threw them together.
No kidding.
I threw them together because it's nice, it's pleasant, but there's too many other good tracks I had to put ahead of this.
Fair enough. So,
but I mean, and it's nice. He did, I think he played it at a sound check at a concert a couple of years ago. There's a video of him doing Ramon and a sound check.
Right.
So giving Ramon a little love, which is pretty cool. So
yeah, excellent.
That's excellent. So I keep the Ramons together in mind. So now this is number what, 9 for you?
Number 9, yeah.
Number 9?
Number 9. Long Hair Lady, for me, number 9. This song has gradually grown on me over the years because I really love his singing throughout the song, and I do appreciate Linda's bits throughout the song as well. But I think this track just goes on way too long. This is over 6 minutes long, and just, it didn't need to be that long. It kind of gets a little boring at the end, in my opinion. But for the longest time, this was my least favorite song on the album.
It was.
But his Paul singing, I've come to really appreciate.
It's
on this,
yeah, his
on this
singing
song.
On his the song is ass. So it's the song, but his singing on it is really what makes this song.
And the guitar playing on it is superb too.
Yeah, Bill Leary likes the Yukon Ramon. Absolutely, yeah. He heard James Boyce heard Paul play Ramon in Hyde Park.
Nice.
2010. Very cool.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a long song. Hey, love is long.
Yeah.
Love there is long. You go. Number nine for me is the side two opener, Heart of the Country.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Quick little ditty. I probably could have flipped that. I really could have tossed that or Ram On, Toss of the Hat. Heart of the Country is a little bit more of a proper song structure, features a lot of good, guitar work on it. So again, short and sweet and properly ranked at number nine for me.
Properly, huh? Very good. So my what is it? So we're down to the eight here.
You're down to eight. Yeah.
So the next six could have gone either way.
Okay.
That's I love them all the same, but for ranking sakes, this is how I did them. My number eight is Three Legs. Again, it's a track I can throw away at times, but I do enjoy his singing on this. I do like the instrumentation on this. Is it about John? Whatever.
If it is,
great. If not, but I do like the whole, my dog's got three, my dog, he's got three legs, your dog, he's got none. I do like that part, but the other songs on here, I like good
echo effect on that song too, especially when he starts in the middle of the song. A lot of his voice is drenched in a lot of echo, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was your number eight. My number eight, Tom's already mentioned it, is Smile Away. Mm. Crazy lyrics, silly lyrics, but the playing on it is just nonstop. Right. I'm very reminded of Best Friend. Has a best friend feel to it on this one.
Yeah, good just point. Yeah,
a little bit in this song, that kind of rockabilly rocking thing that's going on in Best Friend. Very present and Smile Away. And again, he's got that screeching vocal. Somebody just mentioned here, James said, best singing ever. Yeah, I mean, it's singing and harmonies on it. Elton John is quoted as loving the harmonies on Ram. I know that's, he said that over the years. So, Smile Away, just a good out rocker. Yeah, again, anything after this really is a toss up for me as well, because now we're getting into the really big tracks on the album. Smile Away is at number eight for me.
Great. For me, next up, Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey.
This is your seventh.
This is my seven. Yeah.
Quick comment. Susan says no insult intended, but Three Legs is her least favorite on the album either.
Yeah.
Winner, Susan. Like great mind things alike. Thank you.
That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Tell us your Uncle Albert.
Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey is probably his one number one song that I just have never connected to. It's good. No, not in a way that where I consider it like that pure McCartney song, like a silly love song, or
you don't have it on that level.
No, I have it one down, one below. It's like a second tier. However, it's obviously
one hit.
I know that. Very unlikely number one hit, I think. But I think his singing is excellent on this track. Well,
unlikely. Why was it unlikely?
It's just like a story, like a go nowhere story. I mean, I just think it's
it could be on side two of Abbey Road. That's
it could be. It could be. But no, lyrically, I think it's not up to par.
Ah, Nabla, come on with that.
Hey, that's where I put it, man.
Oh, hey,
that's
listen, I respect that. That's pretty cool. So it's like, it's good, but you don't have it on that.
No, it's good. Yeah, exactly. It's good, but I don't consider it a No More Lonely Nights good. I don't consider it a silly love songs good.
So you rank silly love songs ahead of Uncle Albert?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. See, to me, Uncle Albert, silly love songs, No More Lonely Nights, that's all the same level.
Understood.
But it's just a rank. Oh, no, it was first number one hit. Right? No, second.
That's right. No, it was his first number one hit here in the States.
Right?
But here in the States it was number one. Yeah.
Back of film says, get him, Andy. Hey, this is why we do it. We're not going to listen. Right. If we agreed on everything, it'd be boring.
Exactly.
It'd be boring as hell. But I don't know. There's so much in Uncle Albert. I mean, I think that's a lot of younger Beatle fans is like myself.
Like Yellow Submarine.
That's like, that's what that song is for me. It's like, it's, I think it's got a lot of childlike qualities to it. There's so much going on in it.
I think maybe if I would have came into that song a little younger,
maybe that's why I'm a little more fond of it.
Yeah.
I think everybody kind of hears that song is like, hey, that's like a song like a child might like, maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that was your number seven, Tom.
Yes.
My number seven, so halfway down now or a little bit more, is Long-Haired Lady. Like Tom, it grew on me. It is still kind of long, but for the singing on it, Linda's vocals on this song are so-so.
Not her best singing in a song.
She's no.
Better. No. She's been better.
That's a little ear crunchy, cringiness there, just a little bit, because she was obviously still learning how to sing, and Paul was obviously coaching her along so well to become a harmonizer. And I think really where she excelled was as doing harmonies with Wings, not so much as a lead vocalist. And on that song, she's a little more present in it. But I love it. I love how it kind of goes on and on and on, almost like a Hey Jude effect a little bit.
Right. You know,
just on and on and on at the end there. Yeah. A couple comments here. Steve Lawless says, hi. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
Robert S., in my opinion, Uncle Albert is well above Silly Love Songs.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mac of Films, Uncle Albert could have been a Beatles song. Totally agree with that.
Yeah.
James says, Strange, Uncle Albert wasn't issued as a single there in the UK.
Right. It was Eat at Home, I think it was the single.
Yeah. Uncle
and then backseat of my car too. I think also
Maca Films also says Uncle Albert was the earliest song he can remember. So that song has a quality that resonates with people when they first kind of have musical memories.
Right.
I know it does for me, and you know, obviously it does for some people out there too.
Right. So. But going back to the Long-Haired Lady bit, you know, like, you know, when we're talking about Linda singing, you know, her bits like "Do you love me like you know you ought to," you know, that part, you know, throughout the song, it doesn't sound as good.
It doesn't. But Paul
does in years to come. You know, yeah.
It doesn't. Paul makes up for it, but. Yeah. It's a longish track. I like it. That could have tossed up. I had Smile Away at 8, Long-Haired Lady at 7.
Right.
But that's where I have it.
Right. Okay.
Up number 6 for you.
Heart of the Country. Really like his guitar playing throughout this song. I really like his vocals. His singing on this album for me, I think, is arguably his best singing on any album, solo album that he's done. I think his singing is that strong on this album. Heart of the Country, I think it just goes great. I just you know, like I said, I love the guitar playing on this, and lyrically, I think it's really cool. You know, this is just was his mood back then. This was his life, you know. So he's singing about his life, right? You know, and what he knows. And this is, I really, really appreciate this track.
I always enjoyed it as the opener on side two. You hear, you've got all that man, you've got a ton of music there, and all stuff going on with Uncle Albert right into Smile Away. That's like 9 or 10 minutes of like really intense music.
Right.
The album takes a natural pause. You flip it over and you hear a nice little acoustic ditty. Which is so lost in the CD digital world. Like that, there was such an art to that. Like he's like, I'm going to have this open up side two because it's a little quiet. That's a generation now that people just will not listen to. They don't, you know, now you just listen to it in a row and you don't get that same feel. I just remember thinking, oh, this is a nice little acoustic song that opens up the second side.
You have it ranked
pretty high. It's so nice. My number was a six. My number six, Monkberry Moon Delight.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sure, which means Tom has it higher. That song, boy, there was a guy who did the whole cover of the Ram album a couple years ago. I don't forget his name, but the guy, like, he redid Ram. He recorded the whole album himself. He did a cover, from start to finish. We did the cover the same way. I forget the guy's name, but he did a really good cover version of it. But I mean, Monkberry Moon Delight, it's gotta be. That is one of the most craziest songs
he has
ever done. Lyrically, you don't even know what he's saying. You don't even know what he's singing in the song. But you know, he doesn't put a lyric sheet in this thing, which John always busted his chops for.
Oh, yeah.
Paul doesn't give you the lyrics. I give you the lyrics. So you'd love to see a lyric sheet for
Yeah.
Fairy Moon Delight, which was there one on the 2012 reissue? I don't know.
Well, there's one on the CD issue that I've got right now in my hands.
So there, he did put lyrics from Monk Fairy Moon Delight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. So it's just a crazy wordy song, loads of stuff in it. Again, the vocals, as we've mentioned, as the viewers have mentioned, soaring, screeching vocals towards the top of that song. So that could have been, I have it six, but it could have been one. For me, right. 6 through 1 could have been.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Number five.
Five for you.
Five. Wow. Again, love the vocals. Ram On. For me, I love it. Ram On, give your heart, to somebody, I just dig it. I love that. I love the whistling.
You almost wish it could have been longer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's see here. Ram On. It's only 2:30. Yeah. Really appreciate what he did with this track, and it's so simple, so raw, just right to the point here, so
a couple more comments here. James Boyce said Backseat of My Car was issued as a single in the UK.
Yes,
flopped at 39.
Yeah,
Susan loves it. It's in her personal top 10 of all McCartney songs. I would agree with that.
Right.
She also said Screaming Jay Hawkins did a version of Monkberry Moon.
Yes. Yes.
Very cool.
That's kind of cool. That's a kind of a cool cover too. So check that out on YouTube. I'm sure it's on YouTube, but
absolutely.
Yeah.
So your number five was
Ram On.
Very high ranking. Number five was Ram On. Okay. My number five is the album opener. Too Many People.
Wow. Okay.
Too Many People is the album opener. Piece of cake, piss off cake. I never knew it was a kid what the hell he was saying. I used to take my dad's album, put it on. I'm like, what the hell is he saying?
Right.
But then it got going, and it was like, you could just imagine. It was just, just a hell of an album opener. We finally got it live, like a live version done in 2005.
Yes.
Before he introed it, he said, this is songs for all the Wings fans.
Which
wasn't really accurate either. But hey, he played it anyway.
Yeah.
Wings fans. Well, again, this is an early incarnation.
You got Denny, you got Linda,
Except Hugh. Hugh said, Hugh went to Scotland and said, not staying. Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Too Many People is just, it's my number five. Again, this was the one that John really thought was about.
Yes. And which Paul has, I think it's
he the said, only
one that Paul has admitted that just, too many people. Preaching practices.
And and there's that great clip. If you haven't seen it, Tommy, I think you've seen this. Bill says, great guitar on that. There's John talking about Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard this?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. And then at the end of the interview, somebody asked him, he starts like singing a couple lines from the song. Right. And he does he actually starts singing like That Was Your First Mistake.
Right.
And he's like, what was my first mistake? And then you took your lucky break. And John's going, who's lucky break? Who's lucky break? If you haven't seen that clip, search it up on YouTube. It just says John Lennon comments on Ram.
Okay.
And it's like 30 seconds long or a minute long. And he just talks about too many people. And I remember he's actually singing a McCartney song.
Right. That's hilarious.
Yeah, check that one out. That's definitely worth checking out. A lot of history in that song. Great guitar work on it. So that is my number five.
Excellent. So my number four is Monkberry Moon Delight. I believe that this is Paul's attempt to do a nonsensical John Lennon song. Like, what the hell is he trying to say? Like a Dig a Pony or Across the Universe.
Nonsense
lyrics. And I think this was Paul's attempt at that. His vocal, oh my God, his vocals on this track are just amazing. It would have been really cool to see him try to perform doing this live.
Hold any of these especially, songs.
Yeah. So I sat in the attic, a piano up my nose, and the wind played a dreadful cantato. cantata. I'm sorry.
All right, so if you have the lyrics there, is it catch up or like ketchup?
Yeah, it's catch. It's catch up. Yeah, it's catch up, like as in burger. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting, considering he wasn't eating meat by then.
So it's catch up, soup and puree. Okay. Don't get left behind. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's some other crazy lyrics there.
Right.
Rattle of rats and something or other.
Right. Oh, yeah. When a rattle of rats had awoken, The sinews? What? Yeah. The nerves and the veins. Yeah.
See, some 21-year-old kid just typed those lyrics. He didn't remember them. Come on. Come on.
Well, I mean, it had to have been in the lyric sheet in the music book. And the lyrics had to have been in the music book. You know, each album gets a music
book. Oh, if you bought it back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day. I'm sure the lyrics were in there.
Maybe. I don't know.
If anybody's watching, if you got the music books that came back in the day, were the lyrics included?
Yeah. Steve Lawler says Hugh McCracken played on Ram and on Double Fantasy.
Yes.
He certainly did.
I think he played on Ringo, played with Ringo as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Macafilm was with a little dig. Nikki picks Monkberry Moon Delight over Uncle Albert. Piffed.
Hey, Nikki, thanks for that. So I used my wife's computer once.
Zinger.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
You were very spot on point there with Monkberry. It's his attempt to do a crazy Lennon type song.
I think so. And I think he did it well. I mean, and like I said, those vocals are out of control.
And the whole like, oh, did your stars appeal in a barrel? Like when he shouts that sounds
right. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was your number four.
Appropriately
placed. My number four, as we talked about earlier, Tom mentioned it, was Uncle Albert. Mm-hmm. Just for sentimental reasons. To me, it's a Beatles song. It could be a Beatles song.
Yeah, exactly.
His ability to take three or four songs and mold them into one, We're So Sorry, that's a song. And then, and then it goes into other thing. Live a Little Gypsy, Get Around. There's so much going on in that song.
Mm-hmm. We learned from our show with Adrian Allen that George Martin worked on that song uncredited.
So uncredited.
So he did the orchestration. Which had to be
probably in New York, I would say. Or maybe it was California.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Not sure. Another little interesting Lennon bootleg sound clip. There's a little audio recording of John Lennon and friends, I think at his 30th birthday in Syracuse, New York. They're all sitting around singing Hands Across the Water, Hands Across the Sky.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a bootleg guy, so I've heard that too. But that's another funny one too. So, he definitely was attuned to what Paul was doing, and especially this album too. I mean, not to mention, the back cover here, what's going on here. So, there was some, this was like the height of their kind of, I would think the height of their, that kind of Cold War that the two of them were going on, Bill Leary says Uncle Albert is Beatles. I agree.
I agree too. I mean, it's everything is there. Production is there. Lyrics are there. I think the singing is there. So I mean, everything's there for it
again.
To be
that Live just, a Little Gypsy, Get Around. I have all up and down. It's all over the place. That's why I have it as my number four. And here we go with the top three for Tom.
First one, number three. Again, the vocal performance on this, I think, is amazing. As we all know, this was we learned later on that this was meant for Linda's ex-husband, and that's Dear Boy. The fuzz, everything about this song. I mean, lyrically, it's just a really, stab in the back for Linda's, ex. And I just think everything about this song, production wise, lyrically, singing, instrumentation. I love every bit about this part. The harmonies, I think, are just really makes this track, track cook. So one of my favorites.
We are in agreement, my friend.
All right.
We are in agreement, my friend.
Okay.
Another song that Lennon thought about him incorrectly, as we know. It was about Linda's ex-husband, Mel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everything about it. I know it, Brian Wilson, I know, liked the song because it had those harmonies, Beach Boy type quality. I love the vocal phrasing effect that's on Paul's voice in this song. The piano work in this song, especially toward the end, it kind of goes in and, it's 2.5 minutes of it's 2.5 minutes of just pop perfection. Dear Boy, from start to finish. Susan and James both agreed Dear Boy is fabulous and fantastic. It is. I mean, that's a song. If you ever wanted to make a playlist of 10 songs that, people should hear about Paul McCartney that don't know.
Right.
This has to be in that top 10.
I think so.
Find somebody who's like a casual Beatle fan and say, you know what? Listen to these 10 songs. Dear Boy would have to be on that list for sure.
Yeah, I could dig that for sure.
Yeah, so Dear Boy, I mean, it's, you know, it's such a great song. Again, it's just a pity that he wasn't really, like, he played some live stuff when the early Wings tours got going, but.
Yeah, I mean, the main one that he did was Eat at Home.
Yes.
Live, you know, during the 72
and
tour.
Smile Away a little bit.
Smile Away, you know, but that was really the main one that he did.
Yeah.
You yeah. know? So.
So. Shame. Number two.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Number two is Too Many People. You know,
the album opener.
The album opener. I have always dug this song. This, you know, what he's saying in the song, I just really dig. You know, the piece of cake part, I love. I love the build up. You know, before he starts, you know, singing, I just love that build up. That slow build up. I think
drums,
is really cool. Exactly. You know, sharing party lines, never sleeping late. You know, paying parking fines, people losing weight.
If we played that song for an 18-year-old kid now, we said sharing party lines, they'd have no idea what that meant.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, I just, again, this is like a really kind of like, what the hell is he talking about in a way, you know, because, you know, a lot of this is us Americans really didn't, you know, understand a lot of, you know, the UK-isms, you know, a lot of the Beatles songs, you know, especially like, you know, I'm the Walrus and stuff like that, you know.
The UK slang, which you have to.
Dustpan lid.
Lid.
Yeah. What the hell was that for my first 20 years? You know,
I knew what it meant, even though I hadn't lived there yet. Come on. Well,
good. All right. Good on you.
So that was number two for you?
There's Too Many People.
Right, so we are definitely agreeing on the number one song, then, my friend, which I think we knew that going in.
Yeah, it's just too good.
I think my number two will surprise you. And my number two is Eat at Home.
Wow, my God.
Yeah, I know. You had it like at the way bottom. And
right. Wow.
To me, Eat at Home and Dear Boy are like the same. I mean, they're different songs, but the energy in Eat at Home, and you just mentioned it was one of the songs that was played live a lot. Mm-hmm. I think there's a reason for that, because it lends itself to a nice, it was a great live song. I mean, we heard it when we got the Wings Live Over Europe CD with the box set 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a fantastic version of Eat at Home. Yeah. The Buddy Holly factor, as one of our viewers pointed out, I forget who might've said, it might've been Bill James. That's what does it for me with Eat at Home. Okay. Yeah. Hearing that Buddy Holly.
To me, it's just got like that, the garage band sound to it.
To me, all of Ram is garage sound.
I disagree with you. It's just
that's why I don't think the song sounds out of place with the album.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, but the vocals on it, the rhyming on it, that's why I love it. It's like 3 minutes of him doing Buddy Holly. Mm. You know, all the that's why I mean, when I play this CD or album, I'm going to Eat at Home. You know, I will pick the record up in the stylus and drop it on Eat at Home first.
Most
of the time, I will.
Fair enough. Okay.
Robert S. Eat at Home at number two. Say it isn't so. It is.
See, you can't get all of the praise over there, my friend. Yeah.
No, listen, that's okay. Listen, you had some really good rankings too. Man.
But listen, but anyways, but backseat of my car, I just think there's just no way. I just, like, maybe I'm amazed on McCartney. I think this is just the standout track on this album, again, with singing, production, instrumentation. Linda is really good on this one as well. I mean, where she doesn't really, you know, do it on Long Hair Lady, she really comes through on Backseat in the Car, you know. What's the lyric? I mean, but go ahead and speak while I
Backseat in my car. Yeah, I mean, we're both in agreement on this. Yeah. So, I mean, its origins go back to 1969 and the final set, the January 1969 sessions. You can hear Paul. There's a version of Paul noodling around with not the lyrics really, in, but he's got the melody down on the piano. You can hear the back and forth. Again, another song. Yeah. Can you imagine if he had ever played this song live? Oh my God.
Yeah, I love the verses. I love, you know, speed along the highway, honey, I want it my way. You know, the lazy lights are pretty, we may end up in Mexico City. You know, I just
The lyrics,
you know, but listen to her daddy's song, you know, Making Love Is Wrong. You know, I just, you know, we're just sitting in the backseat of my car. It's just great. You know, music.
This is again, the lyrics.
This is a pure McCartney song.
The production on it, the orchestration on it, everything, the piano playing on it. And then, you know, it builds up to this huge big crescendo.
Yeah.
We believe that we can't be wrong. Another thing that Lennon talks about in that clip, you know, thinking that it's about him.
Yeah, right,
we
exactly.
That we can't be wrong. And he's like, well, who can't be wrong? And he's thinking it's about him. Right, yeah, Bill, that's exactly it. That's that same clip I had mentioned earlier has that in it as well, too. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. And then it closes the album. I mean, and then but you think it ends, you know, so it ends and it's like, no, no, no. And then it has this great kind of, you know, build up drums. Right. And that's like, you know, and then that's it, you know, you know, and then you hear this little classic, you know, hear this little drum roll, boom, boom. And then it just fade, and the album fades out. 4.5 minutes of awesome, awesome album closer to an even better, awesome album. And you wonder why Ram has now gotten the praise it's gotten over the last 49 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Landau, Ram is the nadir of Paul McCartney's career, bro. I'm telling you, like, just, this has been my whole thing with, like, they just did not give it a fair listen.
Right.
Because
no,
people
it
got
is.
Caught up
it's
in
because,
the genre.
You know, yeah, McCartney broke up the Beatles. You know, it was all his fault. You know, Lennon was the Beatles, you know.
Listen, my father is a first generation Beatle fan, and he was like, I bought that album the day it came out, and I knew it was great then. So the fans knew it.
Right. Right. And it is nice now that it's getting the recognition that it deserves. I mean, all of these albums that are getting reappraised favorably, you know, or, you know.
Yeah, favorably. You know, we've been sitting here for decades going.
Exactly. Yeah. We knew
nice,
that.
Nice that you're caught up now, mass media. Yeah. Couple exactly. comments here. Macca Film says Paul played a bit of this of backseat at their sound check. There's a video on YouTube. I vaguely remember.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, just playing it. I don't think he was singing it. Robert, this is a hard album to rank. It's very good. Appreciate you guys.
It is.
No, thank you for watching it.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
This is going to be one of the hardest ones. Yeah, Bill Leary. Bill Leary says Landau recanted on his statement. Well, good. He better have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you guys think you can rank it, please, you know, put in the comments below after this is officially posted or whatnot on the YouTube.
Yeah, please do. You know, every time we
what's
do
your ranking?
Guys, you tell us your ranking in the so after it goes live, it goes up on our main channel, and then in the comments, please tell us your rankings too. As we go through this little Rank the Tracks series.
Right.
Susan says, Andy, I did the same as your dad. So Susan is an OG fan, and we have an OG fan on board.
That's great. That is awesome.
Yeah. See, they knew. They knew. Right. They knew at the time. Those first generation fans, you know, they know it. They know it. James Boyce. So guys, another day, A Woman, Oh Why, Little Lamb, Little Woman Love, and Get on the Right Thing. Would you have had any of them on Ram instead of your least favorite? Good question.
Yeah, I would absolutely would have put Another Day on here. I mean, if I would have taken E at Home off, I probably would have taken Long Hair Lady off. I would have actually even tried to get Road All Night, you know, that 8-minute super mega.
You would have put that
on
loved
this? I love that. Probably not. I'm just speaking out of, you know, love for the song.
Oh, but, it's a great, you know, just Paul, you know, Denny,
but, well, yeah, but Oh Woman, Oh Why, I think, would have fit on the album.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. I would have maybe, see, but I've taken one of those Red Rose Speedway tracks away, then I'm taking it away from Red Rose Speedway.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't, you know, I don't know.
Oh Woman, I think I would have swapped Three Legs for Oh Woman, Oh Why.
Yeah, see, I think that would work better on Ram than Another Day would work on Ram. Just after you listen to the whole, as an album as a whole, I think Oh Woman, Oh Why would work better than...
Vocally, too, where he's...
Yeah, yeah.
That works with this whole album because he's... Right. He's out of such a vocal, you know.
Same sessions, but I think it just, Oh Woman, Oh Why just works better on Ram.
Yeah, I mean, Another Day could have worked. I mean, and it was a bonus track on a one. Yeah, the hell one? What is it now?
It's a 93.
It's a bonus track. Yeah, 93 has Another Day and Oh Woman, Oh Why, right.
Right.
So, yeah, same sessions, but yeah, that's Ram. So next week we'll be doing Wildlife.
Wings Wildlife will be next week. That should be a short one, but
I think it will be. But who knows? There might be five more versions by then to talk about for McCartney 3.
But we hope you all will be with us next week, either Tuesday or Wednesday next week. We'll see. It just depends on how our schedules.
Yeah, definitely one day up. Next week. Yeah, for sure. And listen, everybody out there who celebrates, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
To you and your families. And I hope you all stay safe in these crazy times. And we appreciate you checking out a couple of MACA heads here. Just geeking out over what we like.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, everybody. We really appreciate you being here and following the show. So, yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great night and see you.